Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good afternoon, you guys. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show, 31.1FM.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I got something I want to talk about to you guys today. I think this is going to be an instant classic. I'm sitting down. People, all I do is listen to talk radio, and when I listen to talk radio, also talk TV. I listen to a lot of sports analyst programs such as the Herd with Colin Cowherd on the Fox Sports 1 radio network. I listen to First Things First. I also listen to the great Dave Ramsey. In addition to the great Dave Ramsey, I also listen to the great Howard Stern. I listen to these individuals to get a better analysis, better perspectives when they have certain guests on their programs. I get to listen to these individuals come up with and give us an insight on some of the narrative and perspectives that they did about give them. They explained a lot of the things that we've seen and putting a narrative and a perspective with it, what was actually going on in their head to speak about these things and put some type of narrative to these great moments that we actually seen these guys do in their life. This afternoon, I was listening to NFL Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner said something that a light bulb went off in my head, and so I am here talking to you guys right now. People, I want to talk about opportunity today on the Christopher Smith Show. Here on the 21st of October, 2021, I want to talk about opportunity. Always, I am an advocate for good. I tell individuals that the forces of good will always have its chance with me. I am not interested in doing bad. Individuals that did a lot of bad in their life, they don't like me. They don't like the perspective that I had. They don't like that. Another story. But the reason why they allowed And the reason why they are in the situation that they're in, let's just say, the reason why everything went so wrong in their life is they gave wrong an opportunity. How about that? Simple analysis, danced up, dressed up, fancy. Individuals that I know, they gave bad the opportunity to be bad to them. Think about that for a second. People, I've been a nerd all my life for as long as I can remember. What I mean by that is I've always thought of things way to the left when everyone else was going right. I was always backing up when everybody was running forward. That has been my Achilles heel in the social realm. I'm just never going to click. I'm never going to be the star of the show, at least in their arena. I will always be the star of the show for individuals with intellect. I will always be the star of the show for those that don't think that everything got to be hip-hop. Everything got to be some type of perspective in which everyone else do it. Think outside the box. Be an original. I will be a superhero to them. I will be and get along with those individuals just fine. I'm going to give you an example. I've met a woman who was in her late 40s. And this woman had three kids by three different guys. And instead of saying, when I was young, when I was wearing booty shorts, I was just being a hot ass and that was the wrong thing to do. This individual had a narrative and a perspective for every wrong thing that she did. This individual told me some of the dumbest things that I've ever heard. I've never heard a woman say, "We don't set out to love no good guys, but once we find out it's too late, we already loved them." I've never heard something so stupid. I mean, the individual had all the bases covered, but then when you stop and realize all the other wrong that this individual did, you'll come up with a narrative as to what I'm telling you guys here today on the Christopher Smith Show. 31.1FM.com, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Networks. Wrong was given the opportunity. Now let me talk about my situation, where I'm at in my life. I actually went and sat down with an individual today about some business opportunities this morning. And as I was telling this individual about some of my past experiences, I just noticed his face got a little wrinkled. I go, oh, wow, how do you stay so? And I said, hey, I'm 52 years old. Stress is not allowed in my life. This individual said, no, man, you're not 50. You're in your 50s? I said, yeah, I'm in my 50s. He said, man, I thought you was about 35, 37, 38, maybe 38 at the latest. Man, you look good. People, I look like what I've allowed in my life. I've allowed opportunity. I gave good the opportunity to be in my life. When I navigate myself through society, when I listen to individuals that make all these claims about how they're blessed, when I listen to all these people talk about these put up with and both the antics in which they are trying to bestow onto me, it is amazing that knucklehead narrative doesn't work when it's time to pay their bills. That knucklehead narrative don't work when it's time to go put gas in their car. That knucklehead narrative don't work when it comes to aging and being healthy. I have met individuals that when you stop and look at their life, they will not submit to good. They will forever give bad. They will forever give nonsense and no good the opportunity to be in their lives. And the one thing that opportunity is, I'm sorry, the one thing that bad is good at, bad is excellent at helping you understand when you invest in it, you will be better off. Now, individuals that invest in bad, they're excellent bad salesmen. Yeah, they're bad salesmen. They're bad dealers. That's what they are. And the reason why they're bad dealers or bad salesmen is because it's easy to do bad. It's so easy. All you got to do is navigate yourself through life with a reckless perspective. All you have to do is simply say, you know what? I don't need to be responsible. I don't care. Bring them on. I don't care. People, let me tell you something. I tell anybody I'm dealing with, the day you tell me you don't care will be the last thing you say to me. Because I care. I don't make no quarrels about it. It ain't going to make me look less of a person to care. It's not going to make me look bad to care. It's not going to make me look like some type of weak person because I care. But to listen to a person say they don't care, mental note have been taken, the countdown has begun. I'm talking about opportunity today on the Christopher Smith Show, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Why are so many individuals doing so bad in life? People, most of us have wounds that are in fact self-inflicted. We can navigate ourselves through life and blame everything on everybody, and it's because he did this and they didn't do that and they said and he didn't and he said he wasn't. He's fronted and he ain't no good. He ain't about that life. He ain't keeping it real. Oh. But what it gets down to, people, you are the one that is managing you. You're the manager of you. You are. And allow me to go left for a second, please. Allow me to go left. For those that know when I go left, it's just something I want to just talk about. It may not be in touch with the topic. It used to be called Just My Thought. Now I have to say, go left, because a lot of people say to me, you know, you talk and you just go left on a motherfucker. You just go left. Damn. Well, let me go left. Let me admit my left. People in life, there are many stages. There are many levels. The term goes, for every new level, there's a new devil. That's the way life goes. For every new level, there's a new devil. What does that mean? That means the devils that I'm dealing with on that I'm dealing with, they change. Situations change. Effectiveness change. Poverty monster. It's not effective on me. So the poverty monster got to up the ante. Stress got to up the ante. Didn't get me to stress out now. I'm of that. Because a lot of people in life, you can sit about your issues, and they want it. People, the reason I landed left, they're not, because they are not on your level. Understand what it is you're talking about. Under no circumstances, you are wasting your time. Okay? Just understand that. Now let's get back to the reason as to why you're here. People, I'm Christopher Smith. I'm your host of this machine called The Christopher Smith Show, 31.1fm.com, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network in the mornings at 10 and in the evening at 8 p.m. I got something to say. You need to have your face in a place. People, if you got something you want to say, you want to get at me, you can email me at the National Fathers League info at gmail.com. So many people listen to me. They want to have me on this show. They want me to, they want to get in touch with me. They want to talk to me about something, maybe something you want to add, maybe a topic you may want me to talk about. Just email me at the Christopher Smith Show at Gmail. I'm sorry, the National Fathers League info at gmail.com, okay? And I'll get it on. I'll talk about it. Hey, leave your number. I may reach back out to you. But I'm talking about opportunity today. I'm a tell you something like this. Break something down to you like this. When you are young, I'm going to tell you guys right now just how popular in my life now at 52, that I needed an opportunity when I was 18. I am happy to say right here today on October the 21st that I am glad I was given, when I was young, the opportunity. I am thankful that the military gave me opportunity when I was young. I'm older now. I don't need opportunity. I've turned on it. When you have options, it lessens the need for opportunity. There's a lot of individuals out there asking for a second chance. There's a lot of individuals. They're wrong in their life, did something wrong, lived, took the wrong turns in life. And those individuals are asking for a second chance. those individuals are asking for an opportunity. And individuals were given, a lot of individuals were given opportunities. Let me do this. Let me help you guys understand just how powerful the opportunity, the word opportunity is. What is the definition for the word opportunity? A set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. A set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. Now, what I talked about here today is I talked about opportunity, but I didn't just say opportunity. Remember, the title of today's program, Opportunity, Stop Giving Bad So Much of It. The definition for opportunity is making it possible for something to happen. So if you're giving bad, there are people, I know why I word things the way I word them. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that don't make no sense. Nah, it makes all the sense in the world. I know why I say and word the things that I do. And to when I ask for the definition and I get the definition, it just makes me feel good to know that I am putting things in a proper perspective, because you should not. It's only happening in your life because you are giving it the opportunity. Stop. When I had an idiot tell me, we don't set out to love no good guys. It's just that once we find out, it's too late. Yeah, people, everybody knows what type of person that they're dealing with the first day that they start dealing with them. A lot of what I am seeing now at 52 years old is a lot of burnt-out opportunists. What I'm seeing at 52 years old is a lot of individuals that I'm talking about where I'm from, and I want to be clear. I'm not the na-na-na-na-na type of person, but I do make that mental note and say, well, you know, you used to think this was cool. Now you're coming to me on your knees saying, please, let's, and X, Y, Z. No, and I want to be clear to what I'm talking about. There is a certain fire in me that burns because good has been attacked where I'm from. Men, that is. Let me be clear. There's a certain perspective out there that, no, that bum, that no good dude, oh, no, that's the man you want to be with. Oh, he wearing his pants off his ass? Oh, that's the man to be with. And then I run into all these idiots at 50 years old, and I'm just listening to the dumb stories that they're telling. People, I've never in my life heard stories dumber than the reason as to why. Kids were had, and so many dumb dudes got a chance to lay a woman on their back and impregnate them. Yeah, let's call it for what it is. Let's not say it the way nice people say it. Let's say it the way they're of the keep it real society, the non-mean niggas. Let's call it for what it is. I've never heard so many dumb reasons as to why a child was brought into this planet, into this world, excuse me, than I heard about the individuals where I'm from. I've never heard it. I've never. And dig this. They do everything else with more comprehension. They do everything else. It's more thought out. Let's see. I got $8,000 of pre-approval. I know I need to go buy a car for $8,000. They don't go buy a car for $11,000. They go and go look at the $8,000 cars. When they go to the dealership, the dealer said, you got pre-approved for $8,000? No. You need to go in the back. The car, the $8,000 cars is in the back. You'll see a big dumpster. You just keep on walking. Yeah, the $8,000 cars are in the back. But I get to see individuals that execute everything else, and I mean everything, so well. Got to be to work at 8 o'clock. They don't get up at 7:52. They got to be to work at 8 o'clock. Oh, it's an hour travel. They get up at 6:15. They out of the house at 6:45. They giving themselves a 15-minute cushion to work. But when it comes to creating families, there are so many dumb absence of doing the math that I can't help but to talk about these idiots. Because I want to be clear. There are people out there that did things the right way. There are men out there that don't want to screw everything with a big butt. There are women out there that don't look at a man with his pants hanging off his behind saying, oh, yeah, I want that nigga right there to put me on my back. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to suck that nigga dick. I'm going to suck his balls. Oh, yeah, that's the nigga right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to get bent. We're going to get crunk. We're going to stay in the house and get lit. No. There are guys that I know where I'm from that are saying, yup, that booty big. But damn, three kids by different dudes? Nah, that chick, she's trying to get me on child support. It's just not. There are guys and girls that we do things the right way. The problem is, I've seen individuals that try and defend all this wrong. When you look at their life, they did nothing but give bad all the opportunity in the world. They gave bad all the time it needed to put them in a jam. That's what they did. And now there's a story that goes with it as to why it was seen as it was happening. There's stories that comes with it, like, oh no, this wasn't. But you look at everything else. They know, oh, you get $20 an hour. You work 10 hours, that's $200. You know, they add that up instantly. They'll fight tooth and nail. But when it comes to no good, opportunity is lighting up like a neon light. People, there's a term that the Negroes on the street like to use. That term is, that gets no play over here. That gets no play over here. It gets no play. Okay? It gets no play. Okay. Gets no play. Okay. It gets no play. So if I say, hey, listen, that life, as well documented, at least in my life, bad didn't get that opportunity with me. It didn't. Bad did not get that opportunity. Well, then am I to sit back in the cut and shut up and allow individuals that made nothing but mistakes on top of mistakes on top of mistakes and come up with all these narratives as to why, oh, no, it didn't really mean that? Am I to sit back and allow these individuals to have the floor and say, no. I know women that are 35 with five-year-old kids. I know women that are 35 with 19-year-old kids. Which one do you think got to make the excuse? Which one do you think is going to be honest about what was going down when they took that nut? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think about that woman that's 35 with a 5-year-old, and that woman is 35 with a 19-year-old, a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 13-year-old, and makes $12,000 a year? Which one do you think invested in bad? But I bet you, which one do you think gave bad an opportunity? That's just bad situation stacked on bad situation, and you will listen to them, and that one that got the one child isn't burnt out. The other one got all these negative stories that they're trying to defend. What about that guy that thought it was cool? He said, nah, I'm going to be a non-mean nigga. It's cool. I'm going to run with the crowd. I'm going to do all these things because I'm about that life. I'm keeping it real, non-mean. You know, I'm a G. I'm a G, non-mean. I'm a G. Go out there, just be reckless on top of reckless, 35 years old, and now maturity is saying, yeah, don't you get tired of living in rooming homes? Don't you get tired of paying four different child support cases? You gave. Do you think it's time to start retiring, doing bad? Don't you think you made a career of doing bad? Do you think it's time to retire it? Because I've spoke about this for years. You done went out, you done collected all these felonies, and don't nobody owe you a second chance. Don't nobody owe you an opportunity. They don't. I don't know what women see when they date the guy that don't got a job and is a felon and singing that "Ain't Nobody Gonna Give Me a Chance" song. I don't know what that individual thinking. I don't know. Coochie must have this mysterious power, because I just don't see how I don't see it. What was the end game? What was the growth perspective on running up on a man like that, a male, and thinking that, oh yeah, we can grow. Yeah, I can salvage this. Stop giving bad the opportunity. Stop. Just stop. Stop. Stop giving bad an opportunity. Bad don't need to know your damn business. And it damn sure don't need to be your only business. It don't. If you decide, hey, I'm not going to listen to Christopher Smith. Nah, I'm not going to go check him out on Instagram. I'm not going to the Chris Smith Show on Instagram. That would be the, with a, I don't know what that thing is called, a bottom hash, Christopher, bottom hash, Smith, bottom hash, show. Okay? On Instagram. Created the account yesterday. Had the beautiful Miss Ash. She created the account for me. She said, "No, I'm going to get on here and I'm going to handle this." She said, "I'm going to get on here, I'm going to handle this." So she created the account for me. So we're going to, you know, people, honestly, man, I'm tripping out of here. I'm tripping out over here on good. And me personally, I will forever give good the opportunity. I'm not giving bad an opportunity. I'm not giving attitude an opportunity. I had an individual tell me, "I know that girl was screwing so many guys, but you didn't give her a chance to clean her house up." Yeah, because in the world of men, if they're dealing with multiple guys, we call them a hoe. In the world of men, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. So I'm not giving a hoe an opportunity to be my wife. There's that word, opportunity. But of course, the woman that said that, that don't know her, it was telling the man that he's wrong. You're wrong for not allowing a hoe to rehab herself so she, y'all can get together. You're wrong. Once again, y'all, I will not allow bad the opportunity. I don't care where it's coming from. I love my mom, but my mom wants to bring me bad. That opportunity was cut short. I'll see you guys tonight.